You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. The Gym Class with Scott U. Nash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
We are ready to go for a midweek Wednesday on the Gym Class, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Welcome aboard. Scott U. Nash with you. Mark Dukes joining me coming up in just a moment. Isaac on the other side of the glass. Got a good show coming up for you today. Fantasy football owners, get ready. We will answer your questions. Well, we won't answer your questions. Kevin Payne will answer your questions. Kevin, of course, from rotowire.com. And a lot of drafts going on right now. If that is what you are facing in the next few days, get your question ready to go for Kevin, and we'll do that coming up in just a little bit, courtesy of I'm On Communications. They are the sponsor of all things fantasy sports right here on 1600 ESPN. We are coming your way on 1600 ESPN, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids on a very, very nice Wednesday afternoon here in eastern Iowa. A nice one today, Isaac. How you doing? Good afternoon. I surprised you.
I'm doing all right, yeah. I'm ready for another great show for me today.
Awesome. Very good. Mark, how are you?
Doing great, guys, and good afternoon to everyone. And it's really upon us, Scott. And I'm talking football. We got high school scrimmages this week, a few games. We've got final week of the preseason NFL, camps breaking up in college ranks. And next week, it's, for most, it's go time.
It is go time for the colleges. Few this week, and we have SMU. We got the game coming up on Saturday night for you right here on 1600 ESPN, and that will be on Saturday evening. That will be SMU taking on Nevada. We'll have it at 6:30 for you. The headliner, if there is one, Florida State and Georgia Tech are going to be playing in Dublin. That'll be coming up early on Saturday. Of course, Iowa State, Kansas State are going to be front and center next year in that game over in Dublin, Ireland. But this year it'll be an ACC battle between Florida State and Georgia Tech. A lot to get to on the program. If you'd like to weigh in, love to hear from you each and every day here on the show. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is a text line. That is our phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, remember, it is 319-366-1600. You mentioned it's football season. It is also name your quarterback season in the football ranks, Mark. And one surprise and one not so much of a surprise today in the college and the professional ranks to talk about.
Yeah, not a big surprise. Nebraska, his name, Dylan Raiola, a true freshman and a five-star recruit, as its starting quarterback. I believe he was flipped to Nebraska from Georgia. And a lot of colleges have been naming their starters. I assume Cade McNamara is going to start for Iowa, right?
Right.
Okay. And then in the college ranks, Bo Nix is going to start for the Broncos after a really good preseason. Correct me, I think he's the third rookie member of the latest draft class that will start a quarterback in the NFL week one.
Yeah, Caleb Williams, who I hear is not going to play against the Chiefs on Thursday night, by the way, will be starting, of course, for the Chicago Bears. Jane Daniels, thank you, for the Washington Commanders, going to be starting. Bo Nix, the first Denver Bronco rookie quarterback to start in 41 years. You may recall the other one. He wore number 7 for the Denver Broncos. Had a pretty good career out of Stanford with John Elway. So, yeah, you don't want to really throw Bo Nix into that situation, but if you're the Denver Broncos and you don't have, I mean, this is your future, yes, but you really don't have that quarterback of now, and he's looked good in the preseason. I do not blame Denver one bit for throwing Bo Nix out there right away.
Not really. Sean Payton made the choice, and I think he's as good a choice as any in that Denver camp. Whether he pans out, all remains to be seen. But I'm actually surprised that he's one of the three rookies that are going to start among this crop, very successful crop. I mean, Michael Penix hasn't done a whole lot. I think he's been nicked up a little bit. J.J. McCarthy, we know his situation with the Vikings out for the year. But Bo Nix has come right along.
He has. He has. And so Bo Nix is in for the Denver Broncos. They will open the season, I believe, against the Seattle Seahawks. And staying with football, kind of interesting here, Mark. News kind of surprising Spencer and myself just ahead of 3 o'clock here today. Kirk Ferentz is going to have a media availability tomorrow at 1:30, and there is going to be player interviews as well. The game week media interviews starting next Tuesday, of course, will get underway at that particular time. But, that just no one was kind of expecting, hey, Kirk's going to talk tomorrow with the fall camp wrapping up this afternoon. That according to Matt Weitzel down at the University of Iowa. So we will get a chance to hear from Kirk Ferentz coming up tomorrow in Iowa City.
That plus, I assume, the normal availability that is traditional on Tuesdays. And near as I can remember, this is kind of a departure in norm. Maybe I haven't been paying attention, and Kirk has met the media with the conclusion of camp. But my memory is fuzzy on that, Scott.
I agree with you. I don't believe that we've had Kirk on back-to-back weeks like this at the end of fall camp. So I don't want to read anything into it like that. There's not going to be a big news drop tomorrow afternoon. I don't believe that is the case. It's not going to be, you talked about Cade McNamara, the quarterback one. I think he's still the quarterback one. It would be very un-Kirk-like to call a news conference and have a major, you know, a major Kirk bomb drop, if you will. It's not a Woj bomb. It's a Kirk bomb. Right, Isaac? It's a Kirk bomb if he does do something tomorrow?
Why not? Sure.
We'll go with that. 319-366-1600, the text line available to you. Again, if you want to get your question in to Kevin Payne early, go ahead and do so. For fantasy football, 319-366-1600. We'll see what Kirk has to say coming up tomorrow. There's other football news, Mark, and we're going to get to an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up in just a little bit before we talk to Kevin Payne. But there is other football news out there, and kind of interesting football news. That is the fact that Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs, you may know him as boyfriend of Taylor Swift as well. Some people may know him as boyfriend of Taylor Swift. Soon to be a Hall of Fame tight end somewhere down the line from the Kansas City Chiefs, is getting ready to embark on his next career. Now, he's still going to play tight end for the Chiefs. I hope the rest of Chiefs Kingdom hoping that as well. But he's getting ready for his next chapter. He's going to be in movies, Mark. He's going to be in movies. He is not the first National Football League player nor athlete that is going to be acting in movies. Not the first one, not going to be the last one. He is just the most recent one. And we have learned now 2 films that Travis Kelce is going to be a part of.
Well, reports are he's going to have a cameo in Adam Sandler's Happy Gilmore 2. And also in the news that he's going to have a role. I hate it when they say starring role. Aren't they all stars? Yeah.
Sure.
But he's going to have a role in a movie called Loose Cannons, which apparently is an action comedy that will come out. And first blush here, I wonder, and I love Travis Kelce. I don't have a bromance. but
I don't either.
I think he's a really interesting guy, but I ask myself, would these opportunities come along if he wasn't Taylor Swift's boyfriend? Or maybe it'll develop into more than that. I guess I give him credit because he's a good-looking guy. He's got some humor. But it also got me to wondering, you know, what player in the NFL, maybe a former player, I don't know, but he's going to have to go a stretch to match O.J. Simpson and Jim Brown in their careers on the big screen. I will say that. And maybe he'll be great. Maybe that'll be his next career. I don't know.
Travis Kelce is he's a funny dude.
He is a funny dude.
He and if you've ever listened to the Kelce brothers on their podcast, Jason Kelce, the recently retired center of the Philadelphia Eagles, from the Philadelphia Eagles, it is good. It is very it is an amusing listen, if you will, as they say. But not the first one. I mean, you mentioned two biggies, O.J. Simpson in the past, and we all know how that turned out. No, O.J. no longer with us, and whether you may or may not, whatever the case may be, your thoughts about O.J. Simpson. He was in the Naked Gun films and other films out there. Jim Brown also was quite an actor. Merlin Olsen comes to mind for me. Now, he was more of a television actor, did Little House on the Prairie, did some other work. How about Fred Dreyer? He was a former football player turned actor. He was in many films, television, friend of Sam Malone's on Cheers, if you recall that, Cheers fans out there. Fred the Hammer Williamson, the former Kansas City Chief himself, he made a pretty good name for himself in Hollywood.
Yeah, he did. And it's not football, but I think of athletes like Chuck Connors, who played baseball and basketball. And then, was it the Rifleman?
He was the Rifleman.
Chuck Connors, yeah. But in terms of current NFL players, recent NFL players, I don't know that Peyton Manning's been in a lot of commercials. I don't know if he would translate to movies. Maybe he's been in one for all I know. But nobody springs to mind, and yeah, you got to try this guy or that guy. Maybe Andy Reid, huh?
Andy Reid's been in TV commercials. He has not been, I don't think, in a movie role. Don't believe has been in a movie role. Who would be a good athlete or football player that you would like to see act? 319-366-1600. Throw it out there. Again, that's 319-366-1600. Who would you like to see maybe not be the biggest star of a movie, but who would you like to see out there? Peyton Manning would be good. I think Peyton Manning has done Saturday Night Live. Others have done Saturday Night Live. I think Kelce did Saturday Night Live. Not sure about that. I think he did. Did he do Saturday Night Live, Isaac? Did Travis Kelce do that? I should know.
I'm pretty sure he did. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. As a Chiefs fan, I just don't catch Saturday Night Live nearly as much as I used to back in the day. But there you go. George Kittle would be a great actor. Thank you, 2757. America's tight end would be a great actor. Alex Karras. How could we forget the former Hawkeye Mark, Alex Karras? He was in numerous feature films and he had a lot of range. Also was in Webster. There you go.
Yeah, we missed that one, I guess, right?
Yeah, we missed that one. I never watched Webster. It was a little bit syrupy for me. Howie Long, 30-20, weighing in on that. Bradshaw, Terry Bradshaw. Thank you, Matt, in Fairfax for that. Let's go to the phones, 319-366-1600 here on a Wednesday afternoon at 320. Rick joining us here. And Rick, good afternoon. How you doing?
Pretty well, thanks. How about you guys?
Doing great. Doing great.
That's good. We can't forget Hawkeye, Alex Karras.
That's right. That's right.
You're Blazing Saddles, Mongo, and then Webster TV show. And Alex is quite the Renaissance man, so to speak.
He was also he also had a guest starring role in a early episode of MASH. So
yeah.
Also played that in
that. Correct.
Blazing Saddles, though, was his finest work.
Most definitely. Most definitely. When he knocked out the horse.
Thanks.
All right. We'll
thanks,
talk
Rick.
To you later.
You bet. 319-366-1600. Thanks to Rick for joining us here at 321. A lot of what else? Isaac, do you have one in at the top of your head that you would like to see act? A football player? Doesn't that necessarily have to be a football player? Are there a lot of soccer players that have been in movies?
Not off the top of my head. I don't know. I think R9 did a lot. That's Ronaldo from like the early 2000s.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of anyone right now.
All right. Mark, do you got one?
Like I said at the beginning, nobody really sprung to mind. You think about the various sports and the characters, and Kelsey's going to be in what's called an action comedy. And who fits the bill in that regard? I just don't. Basketball, football, baseball. The answer to your question is no.
319-366-1600. Yes, 2438 says The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, college football player. He was a Miami Hurricane. And if you watch the 30 for 30 on the U, the first one, there are many, many shots of The Rock on the sideline. Didn't play a whole ton with the Miami Hurricanes. Now, they were as good as any, well, I shouldn't say they were as good as any NFL team back in the day, but they certainly were the cream of the crop as far as college football was concerned. And he was on that particular team. Like I said, didn't get a lot of playing time, but he was on the team. You know, I'm just trying to come up with, it's usually quarterbacks too. Eli and Peyton, they work well together, but Eli's more of a dry sense of humor guy. I just don't see Eli being the shining television star that Peyton Manning is, and I don't see Peyton Manning in a lot of movies. I think Peyton would be a television guy, if anything. I thought at one time RG3 had the personality to pull something off like that. Now he's no longer in television at the moment with ESPN. Mothership said goodbye to RG3 a couple weeks ago.
And my good friend Guy texting me, and he's got a couple. He said, wasn't Joe Namath in Easy Rider?
I think he was.
And Burt Reynolds played at Florida State.
Yes, he did.
I could see Joe Burrow.
Maybe. I was thinking Joe Burrow.
He's got the right temperament as far as and confidence and sort of the same sort of swagger you would expect from a movie star, I think.
9543 says his airness, Michael Jordan, also hosted a Saturday Night Live. I remember his skit with the super fans with George Wendt and the rest of them, Michael Myers. That was good. Gronk in the movie Next Level, says Justin. Yeah, I think Gronk could be bigger in life. He's no longer playing, obviously, but as far as his second career is concerned, I think Gronk would be good in the movies. Maybe he's going to do well in this film, and he will have something to fall back on before the rumors start inevitably in week 8, Mark, that Rob Gronkowski is going to come out of retirement to help somebody at the tight end spot.
You know, Scott, I'm absolutely shocked that the Iowa fandom has not mentioned Caitlin Clark. You mention her in any other aspect of women's basketball. Why not movies?
True. And yes, he was in Space Jam. John Wayne. Now, was John Wayne, was he an athlete? I mean, he could be. The Iowa native, of course, John Wayne. I'd have to look that up. Joe Namath was on the Brady Bunch, too. Thank you, Nebraska Jason, for that. How can we forget the Brady Bunch episode with Joan Amath, because that was the, I believe, was that the same episode that Marcia got her nose broken by the football? I would have to double check on that. They were both football related. You have no idea what we're talking about, Isaac.
I was looking up John Wayne. He had a scholarship to USC to play football.
Really? Well, again, Mark, we learn something new every day, don't we?
We do, and that's why we talk about this beforehand, that it would generate some traffic from our listeners, because our listeners are so important to us. And while I don't have any brilliant ideas about who would, slot in a movie, an action comedy role, our listeners come through.
They do. And yes, Howie Long was awful. A terrible actor. Boss Level, that's the name of the Gronk movie, and they say it was, Justin says it was a good movie. And yes, Justin also reminding us, Brett Favre was Oscar-worthy in Something About Mary. Oscar-worthy, ladies and gentlemen. Brett Favre. 319-366-1600. See, we can tie in Hollywood with sports, can't we, Mark?
Yeah, we can. And I noticed Jeff Wessel just tuning in and saying Chuck Connors, which Jeff's a big Rifleman fan, okay? So he would know that, as we mentioned previously.
Yeah, Chuck Connors, very athletic, very athletic. And, yes, 1722, Fred Dreyer on Hunter, very much so. I knew he was on Cheers. I knew he had a couple of films. I forgot about Hunter, so... Fred Dreyer, by the way, was slated to play Sam Malone before.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Before Ted Danson was booked in that role, it was going to be Fred Dreyer. That's why he ended up on Cheers as his friend, the sportscaster, the fabulous Dave. Oh, there you go. That's enough Cheers trivia for today. 319-366-1600. Yes, the only NFL player is Fred Dreyer to record two safeties in one game. Wait till Cooper DeJean gets in there this weekend. Of course, if it's in the preseason, as we talked about yesterday, Isaac, it does not count. 66-yard field goals do not count in the preseason. 328s. Want to remind you that we have Kevin Payne of rotowire.com coming up next. So get your fantasy football draft questions ready to go. Fantasy football questions in general. If you have a baseball question, we'll field that as well for Kevin. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. But we want to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They are on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids at emilshideaway.com. That is their website. Right across from the Lindale Mall, huge range of burgers and fries made fresh daily, plus salads, pizza, pasta and soup, and terrific sandwiches, all at Emil's Hideaway. What do we got?
Afternoon baseball, one final. The Mets defeated the Orioles 4-3, couple games nearing the finish, if not already completed. You mentioned Cooper DeJean. He will play in preseason week 3, Saturday against the Vikings. DeJean has been recuperating from a hamstring injury. Good night for two Cedar Rapidians in Major League Baseball. Mitch Keller, after two awful outings, really, went 7 innings, gave up 3 hits, no runs, no walks, struck out 9 in Pittsburgh's 4-0 win. Keller's 11th victory of the season. And A.J. Puck is fit in quite well in the Arizona bullpen. He pitched another scoreless outing last night and threw 13 games, 11 innings with the Diamondbacks. He has allowed only 1 earned run and struck out 14. Finally, Gene Schmidt is 105 years old today. You know her better as Sister Gene of Loyola Chicago. It seems like yesterday she came to prominence when Loyola was making run in the 2018 NCAA tournament.
Good for Sister Jean. That one of Kevin Lehman, the coach's favorite people, to visit on the road as far as college basketball season is concerned. Happy birthday to Sister Jean out there. Want to remind you the 2024 1600 ESPN Knockout Pool presented by Imon Communications is back. You can find the link at kgymradio.com to sign up for your chance to win. If you are 18 years or older to participate, your chance to win $500. So thanks to Imon Communications. Thanks to all our great friends that help us out with our NFL knockout pool. We'll take a break, come back. Kevin Payne will join us from rotowire.com. Get your questions ready to go for Kevin at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. If you have a question about your fantasy football draft, if you've had one, if you are upcoming for one, if you are looking for strategy tips, if you are looking for who to take right here in this particular spot, get those questions ready to go for Kevin at 319-366-1600. Back with more of the Gym Class on a Wednesday right after this.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And there's a hint of pumpkin spice in the air as we're going to have plenty of sunshine and nice comfortable conditions for the remainder of the day. Temperatures will be in the low 70s with the low humidity. Then tonight with clear skies, we'll drop down to a low around 50. Tomorrow's going to be sunny and going to still be nice with temperatures in the mid 70s. We are going to have temperatures up around 80 on Friday. Clouds are going to be building in. It does get toasty for the weekend. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
The second you climb onto a John Deere and sit in the yellow seat, you'll notice that the difference between our 1025R and the competition is more than paint deep. It feels like it was designed with a better understanding of real-world performance needs and features you'll appreciate over the long-term ownership. At City Tractor, we went head-to-head with the competition to prove it. Stop by City Tractor on Penn Street and North Liberty today to see the difference for yourself. You just have to get in the seat.
Hi, everyone. Scott Unash from your neighborhood Quickstar. And are you ready to grill? You can swing by your neighborhood Quickstar and pick up some ground beef from the Quickery. It is on sale right now for just $2.99 a pound. That's $2.99 a pound. And it is terrific. No matter if you grill it, if you put it in a loose meat sandwich, use it in tacos, whatever you choose to do, it is on sale right now for $2.99 a pound. Also, Nature's Touch ice cream, chocolate or vanilla, just $2.99. 1.5 quarts, limit 2. And Nature's Touch American cheese singles for only $1.99. And while you're there, pick up some Quickery white bread, 99 cents a loaf. And don't forget to order ahead with your Quick Rewards app. You can order and take care of payment ahead of time. Those orders can be picked up in store or brought to your car curbside. And all kinds of great deals with your Quick Rewards app, all available at your neighborhood Quickstar.
When you got your college degree, was it your plan to work in retail or do office clerical work? Or is that the only decent job you could find? If you have higher aspirations and you're a sports nut, maybe we should talk. Hi, this is Jim Lobato, General Sales Manager at 1600 ESPN. We are hiring for entry-level sales positions. Take your love of sports and make money selling marketing solutions to local businesses. No sales experience? No problem. If you're the right person, we'll train you. Don't waste another day in a job taking you nowhere.
Call 1600 ESPN or email jim@kzia.com. Equal opportunity employer.
You've got to watch your NFL team every Sunday, and Verizon's got you covered for all your team's out-of-market games every Sunday afternoon.
Come on!
From kickoff to sign-off, from first downs and touchdowns,
that's right,
to turnovers,
no,
and overturned plays.
After review, the pass was incomplete.
Nice!
Let's go!
This season, win every Sunday with Verizon. Get a great deal on NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV, and a new phone. Excludes digital-only games. Terms and embargoes apply.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration products and SuperDeck stains from August 23rd through the 26th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome back. Wednesday edition of the Gym Class at 3:35. Spencer on Sports coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And get your questions ready to go for Kevin Payne from RotoWire.com. We will talk fantasy football. If you have a fantasy baseball question, we will field that as well at 319-366-1600. Mark, the actors, athletes turned actors, still coming in. Sean from the bus trip says Tom Brady. Yeah, he's done some stuff. Your coach, Mike Ditka, in Kicking and Screaming with Will Ferrell. Yeah, Ditka, sure, whatever. I think he was a better coach than an actor, but hey. Not draft analysis guy, though, from the infamous trade when he was the head coach and general manager of the New Orleans Saints. Got some questions rolling in here for our next guest, Kevin Payne, joining us from RotoWire.com. Kevin's appearance brought to you by Imon Communications. They are the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports right here on 1600 ESPN in Eastern Iowa. And Kevin, thanks for the time, because are you remote today? You're in the cabin, right?
Yeah, I'm up in my cottage in the Thousand Islands on Lake Ontario. So it's luckily you're coming in crystal clear. We just had a huge storm go through. So it seems that the fantasy gods are smiling upon us and making sure there's good reception between you guys and myself today.
People will enjoy that. That sounds very nice, by the way.
Yeah, it's very nice. We're on a little bay called Snowshoe Bay. It's very quiet. Peaceful. There's parts that are much more rougher of Lake Ontario, but it's quiet and there's a lot of natural beauty. But the big thing again is just that it's quiet. There's not a lot of noise out here, so it is nice to go ahead and get away from the hustle and bustle of everyday life and get up here every once in a while.
Is there, before we get to fantasy questions, is there a football player turned actor that you enjoy? We were talking about that earlier.
Lou Alcindor, Kareem.
Oh,
yes.
The Airplane movie. That just popped in my head. Yeah, because I'm thinking there are a bunch of guys that do kind of make that crossover and show up in a movie. But that was like a number one, I think it's a hysterical movie. And he also, what was it? Tell your old man to drag
Lanier up Lanier down up the floor.
Down. Yeah, that was the line. So he kept going, I'm not him. And then he just pops out with that. So
Captain Murdoch.
Yeah, that's one that popped in. Yeah, that's what popped into my head.
Very good.
Kevin, what do you make of, at least right now, three rookies going to start a quarterback in the NFL with Caleb Williams, Daniels, and Nix?
Yeah, I know. The Nix news, I just actually was taking a look at that. And, I mean, Sean Payton and the way he's looked in the preseason. Now, also remember, he's a little bit older just because he was in school for 5 years. But, man, he put up some big numbers in college. And he's got a little – he can use his legs when he needs to as well. If I had to rank him, gosh, I think I might go Jaden Daniels first just because I do think he is going to run. And then Caleb Williams second. Now, the thing with Caleb Williams is I really do like the sets of receivers he has. He's more of a pocket passer. So I like that better than the receivers the other two players have. But, I mean, they're a great guy to take and stash on your bench and see if you can go ahead and get a C.J. Stroud type of year as far as fantasy is concerned. Out of one of those guys, I mean, he may supplant one of your starters that you were counting on to be the number one guy. But, you know, you never know. These rookies are always ready. And I think all three of those guys should have a pretty long leash. They'll get a few games to show what they can do. And all of them look pretty good. All of them obviously have the pedigree. So it'll be interesting to see how they do once the season starts.
In fact, that has something to do with our first question from 0835, talking about the rookies. They would throw Drake May in there because I think Drake May end up starting in New England. We'll see. Of those guys, Williams, Daniels, May, or Nix, who would be the best as a QB1 or a QB2? Still not seeing the hype on Williams yet like the others. Sorry, Mark.
Yeah, I would go, if I had to rank them, Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams, that would probably be pretty close. Then probably maybe a spot or two down would be Bo Nix. And then Drake May would be the last one. It's too bad about the injury with McCarthy because I think we might be throwing him in there. I think they were still going to play Darnold first up in Minnesota and then maybe switch to him at some point. But Drake May, my problem with him is not a great set of wide receivers, looks like. DeMario Douglas is going to be their top target. It just doesn't look like it's going to be that great of a situation. And I think there might be a little bit more of a learning curve for him, but that's how I'd rank those four: Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, and then Drake May.
Kevin, let's talk about draft order. Let's, for example, say a 12-team PPR league. Drafting requires some skill, but I think a lot of luck because of injuries alone. And personally, I would rather have the 12 and 13 pick rather than 1 and 24, given Jefferson and McCaffrey and even Jonathan Taylor, first-round draft picks in the past for some, getting hurt. So what can I expect if I have 12 and 13?
Yeah, those are definitely interesting spots. It depends what you like. I don't know that you're going to see somebody like a Bijan Robinson fall that far. Saquon Barkley could be there. You could get A.J. Brown. I know a lot of people like going ahead and not pigeonholing themselves and saying, look, I got to take two running backs right away. That kind of used to be the theory that you would want to follow because they just scored so many points. But again, that's why we switched over to PPRs to go ahead and give those wide receivers a little bit more value. But yeah, you take a look. There's a lot of question marks with everybody. Either they're banged up. You've got CeeDee Lamb's not happy. He's going through the contract thing. Ja'Marr Chase is not happy. He was out all last week. He is back in practice this week, but they really didn't say why he wasn't there last week. So those guys, and those type of things, they tend to iron themselves out before the season begins. We still do have a little time. But I totally agree. There's definitely guys there, you know, in that late first, early second round that could still win you your league. I mean, think about how valuable, as I said, Saquon has been in the past. Think about how valuable Jonathan Taylor has been in the past. So any of those guys, and hey, there's no reason why A.J. Brown can't put up big numbers or pretty close to what like the big three wide receivers that I have, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, and Ja'Marr Chase. There's no reason why he can't go ahead and put up those type of numbers and throw in Justin Jefferson too, although I'm a little apprehensive about the quarterback situation this year. But all four of those guys, there's no reason why a guy like A.J. Brown, if he's there at the end of the first round, maybe you grab him and a Saquon or Jonathan Taylor. That's a great start. And then you just go ahead and look for some value later on. I've always preached, and I think we've talked about this on the show before, I think you can wait on quarterback. Josh Allen, I think, is kind of the consensus number one guy. I think, personally, I think that Patrick Mahomes is overrated. If you look at the stats and some of the other guys who just are going to give you more with the rushing ability, I've been kind of staying away from him, but there's going to be a lot of good guys in the third, fourth, fifth rounds. You can get Lamar Jackson. You can get Jalen Hurts. You can wait. One guy I do want to make sure I mention that I think is going to have a great season, crazy as it sounds, is Daniel Jones of the New York Giants.
Oh.
This is a guy kind of I'm picking as my sleeper pick, a guy that I'm drafting everywhere, putting him on my bench. Believe it or not, two seasons ago, he had over 700 rushing yards and 7 rushing touchdowns, which is just so valuable. Right now, I mean, you can get him well after round 10. I've seen him go in rounds 14, 15, 16. I mean, it's crazy that you could get a guy who might get you that rushing upside, who's playing behind a better offensive line. That's been a lot of talk of camp this year, and that's been blamed for why he had such a tough season last year. And then you still have Malik Nabers, who's supposed to be a superstar in this league. We could be talking about him like we talk about Ja'Marr Chase or Justin Jefferson in a couple of years. And then Wandale Robinson, still a very good prospect too. Second season, he might take that next step. So you've got good receivers, an improved offensive line, and a quarterback who can run. So I really think that Daniel Jones at some point will have fantasy relevance this season. And if you look at the division, very easily could get in the shootouts with teams like the Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles, who have two of the better offenses in the league.
You've been talking to Chris in Portugal a lot, I think, with Daniel Jones. But I think bring up good points.
I'm just realizing I was talking about Saquon Barkley too earlier. But of course, obviously, he's now with the Philadelphia Eagles. But you've got the Giants, history of him being with the Giants. So But yeah, no, I do like Daniel Jones a lot this year as a late round guy to take, you know, bye week filler, or if, you know, your starter gets hurt or whatever, and he may end up just be sitting there on waivers in 10 and 12 team leagues, leagues that are a little bit more shallow than deep.
Yeah. Let's get to some questions here. 6424 in a 12-team keeper in a PPR league. They get to keep three. They're going to keep Jonathan Taylor, a third-rounder, Garrett Wilson in the sixth, and they want to ask your opinion to keep either Laporta in the eighth or A.J. Brown in the first round.
I would say, and it depends on if you have to, if you can keep doing this each and every year. Gosh, I think you go with A.J. Brown. It depends on your pick there in the first round. But last, if I remember correctly, I think Laporte is a little bit banged up, so I might be a little bit apprehensive about him. I do like the system they have there in Detroit. He should be back practicing soon, is the note that I'm reading right now. I actually, if that's going to be the case, and it looks like, and hopefully you don't have to make this decision right away, I would keep Laporta for the sixth rather than A.J. Brown in the first, because not getting any real value out of A.J. Brown. And Sam Laporta, you look at what he did last season, almost 900 yards, 10 receiving touchdowns. He might be, would not surprise me at all if he's considered better, a higher target next season over Travis Kelce, because he really outproduces Kelce this year. I would rather take him a little bit later than Kelce, which is where he's going. So sixth round seems pretty good for Laporta, who I'm pretty sure has been going like in the third or fourth round. So at least there's value there over A.J. Brown.
All right.
What is your pecking order at tight end, Kevin?
Oh, that's a good one. You've got, as I said, you probably are going to go ahead and take Kelce's pills are going to be first. Then you're going to go ahead and take probably Laporta, as long as we see he's okay. And let me see who I've got.
Well, Kittle.
Kittle's there, but you look at the receivers, and he's kind of tailed off a little bit over the last few seasons. So I'd be a little bit apprehensive about him. The one kid that I would take a look at, if you don't get a tight end early, just another sleeper I was actually just writing about today, is Parkinson for the LA Rams, because he's going to be the starter of the first half of the season. The Rams like to use their tight end, so I might take a look at a guy like that, but it's kind of those type of guys in the I would take early, but like a Kelce or Kittle or an Mark Andrews too, he's right up there. You got to consider him right up there with Laporta, with Kelce. But if you don't get one of those top guys, then I think I would go ahead and wait and probably take two guys later on. Because if you wait, that means you probably loaded up at wide receiver and running back. So you could go ahead and take a chance on two different guys who have upside, like a Jake Ferguson from Dallas, a guy like that, later on, and then just play the matchups each and every week with them.
5935, is it wrong to take Marvin Harrison Jr. early?
No, it is not. And I'll tell you why. I really think, number one, Kyler Murray should be 100% this season. And you take a look at this team. I mean, I really think he's one of the few players in the league that could get like a 30% target share, which is a monster, monster number. There's no reason not to go ahead and feed this guy the ball. It just depends how early. Now, I've seen him go in the middle of the second round. Maybe he can do that. He is that good. The talent's there. I don't think that the Cardinals are going to be any type of team that's going to put up a tough fight on defense. I think they're going to give up points, which means they're going to have to score points. Third round, fourth round, if Marvin Harrison is there, I have no problem getting him, especially as we were talking earlier. If you do happen to go, which is fine, running back in the first and second round, he does make a lot of sense to go ahead and grab him. Again, I think it's going to be a volume type of deal. I think you're just going to keep feeding him the ball, especially when you look at the rest of the wide receivers there. I just think that it's possible he's going to get 30% or higher of a target share, which, again, is just a huge number for any wide receiver.
Yeah, 27-12, a little bit about what you talked about earlier. How nervous would you be to pick a Ja'Marr Chase or a C.D. Lamb with their holdouts? And would it be different if you were in a keeper league?
It would not. I mean, if you're in a keeper league, I had somebody today that was asking me about CeeDee Lamb, and basically Tyreek Hill was gone. just about everybody in the first round was gone. He's like, with my first pick in my keeper league, do I go ahead and take CeeDee Lamb, given what's going on, or do I take Patrick Mahomes? And I said, for me, it's a no-brainer. I would take CeeDee Lamb. Again, these things tend to get ironed out before the season starts. There's not a doubt in my mind he's going to be fresh. He's going to be ready to play for, you know, football. He's going to be in good shape. We've seen what he's been able to do with Dak Prescott in the back in the past. And it's just like the numbers he can put up get you close to 10 touchdowns, around 10 touchdowns, 1,500 yards. I think that you go ahead and take him and just figure that Jerry Jones will come to his senses at some point, figure something out, whether it's a contract extension or promise to do a handshake deal, we'll do something in the off season. So I would still go with CeeDee Lamb.
30-34, when should you draft a defense, which round, and who are some of the better defenses?
So defense is always interesting to go ahead and take a look at. The Jets is the big one that I take a look at because with Aaron Rodgers back, they're going to be putting a lot of plus counts where teams are going to be throwing the ball a lot in the second half, I think. Dallas Cowboys, too, are very good. Baltimore Ravens are always excellent. The 49ers, and the one thing about the 49ers, especially if your league somehow counts, limiting the teams, the opposite team's points, we know what the 49ers like to do. They're going to run the football, drain the clock, keep the opponent's total low. The Browns, the Chiefs, I would take a look at those guys. But then if you don't get any of those or you're not comfortable with them, you know, go ahead and take a look week to week. We were talking earlier about we don't know who the New England quarterback's going to be. I think regardless of who it's going to be, they're 10-point underdogs in Cincinnati. So the Bengals, who I wouldn't play on a weekly basis, but come week one, I think that that's the streaming option. So if you're in a draft and you can – and you go ahead and miss out on one of those elite defenses or you don't think they count for a lot of points, I would go ahead and take the Cincinnati Bengals as my week one streamer. But I'm also seeing a lot of leagues, and I'm in a couple like this, that have totally gotten rid of the kicker and defense just because there's such variability each and every week. I mean, it is possible the Patriots have figured something out, and Drake May is going to be a great NFL-caliber quarterback. Go in and put a lot of points up against the Bengals. But I do kind of like the idea of taking away the kicker and defense, but then add some flex spots. Add some spots. Make it a two tight end league where you have to start two tight ends. But go ahead. You could have league I'm in, you start two running backs, three wide receivers, and then there's three flex spots. So, but no defense, no kicker. I kind of like that form. Makes it a little bit more interesting. You got to dig a little bit deeper. You got to come up and use fab effectively and do some good trades during the season in those type of formats.
Let's get one more. Well, go ahead, Mark.
Kevin, last one from me. You mentioned Harrison, but you also have young guys like Adunze and Neighbors. I wonder about Scotch Chiefs and Xavier Worthy with Patrick Mahomes at the helm.
Throwing it deep.
Yeah, no, there's all kinds of rookies. Jerry Rice's kids, I think it's named Brendan Rice. They're taking a look, a very long, hard look for him for the Chargers. Well, Xavier Worthy, now they've thrown him right in with that first-string offense. He looks very comfortable there. And they've been kind of looking. I mean, you've got Rashee Rice, but they've been looking for that guy who can be their deep threat. I think he's got as much potential as Rice. But Patrick Mahomes is going to have to throw the ball. So I do like Xavier Worthy a lot, especially when you just mentioned those other guys. Those other guys are going to go and be drafted much higher, where I think Worthy's going to go be a little bit below, although there was definitely some helium to his ADP, given that he was playing with the first-team offense. So, but, yeah, definitely another guy that could go ahead and have a big season. Each and every year we see these guys, these rookies, the wide receivers, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, just come out and start having an effective, a positive effect on your fantasy team right away, and we're going to see that, I think, with a lot of these receivers. Remember, this draft wasn't really great for running backs. It was more of a quarterback and a wide receiver draft, in my opinion. But, yes, well, I'm excited to see what some of these rookies are going to be able to do.
All right. Kevin, thanks. 4570, we have to get going here. We will try to get that in next time. We will talk to you in a couple of weeks, Kevin, on the cusp of the season. And at that time, you get to do Chris's favorite activity of the year, and that is to grade my fantasy team. He was brutal at times, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, Chris was never short on being honest and giving you his opinion.
No, he wasn't. All right. Kevin, enjoy a little R&R. Thanks, man.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
You bet. Kevin Payne from rotowire.com. Check out rotowire.com/trial for your fantasy help. Back to wrap things up after this.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text HATCH to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text HATCH to 42424. That's HATCH to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Wrapping things up for a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Stay tuned. Spencer on Sports coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Tomorrow, right here on this very program, Cole Bear, who covers the UNI Panthers for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will be joining us. Crossroads season in Cedar Falls, I think, and a lot of people agree, for Mark Farley and the Panthers. What direction is this football program going to go? It has not been the best of times since the Dakota schools have entered the Missouri Valley Football Conference. I think a big year for Mark Farley. And, we'll find out Cole Bear's thoughts about that tomorrow, Mark.
Yeah, Mark Farley sometimes surprises him, maybe this year, but it looks to be like a 500 season for the Panthers.
And they've got two games against one double or 1A schools this year. And I think you're going to find that more and more with all the budget situations that 1AAs and the FCS teams face. So we will talk about that coming up tomorrow with Cole Bear. And, Isaac, have a good night. And we will talk to you Friday.
Yes, you will.
All right. Mark, have a good night. Talk to you tomorrow.
We'll do it. Talk then.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter.